Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Schechter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Yilui Nishmas, Binyamin Meir ben Rav Dov Yitzchak Olav HaShalom.
Welcome everyone, we are about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, the shiur on Daf Ches. We have here, on top of the Amid, four memories, which appear to be saying similar things. However, we'll see, it's not Pasha at all. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yudah Mashmol Halacha Shoyel Odom Tzerachav B'Shem Me'at Tfilah. That's memory number one. In Shemiat Tfilah, a person can ask for his needs. Member number two, Amar Rav Yehuda, Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shelas, Mishmei Derav, Afal Pisha, Amru Shoyel, Odom Tzorachav, B'Shemiat Tfilah, Avalim Baloymer, B'Soyv, Kol Bracha, U'Bracha, Me'ein, Kol Bracha, U'Bracha, Oymer, he could say each inyan of each Bracha in the Bracha itself. Member number three, Amar Rav Chia Barashi, Amar Rav, Afal Pisha, Amru Shoyel, Odom Tzorachav, B'Shemiat Tfilah, He's allowed to ask for refuah and berachas chaylim in refuahinu, and he's allowed to ask for parnasa in the bracha of baruch aleinu. Member number four, Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Afal Pisha Amru Shailad Mitzracha B'Shemei HaTfilah, Avalim Baloymer Achat Filosei, Afilu Kasei the Yom HaKippurim, is Omer. He's allowed to say after davening, after the Shemoneh Esrei, even Kasei the Yom HaKippurim. Now, Rabbeinu Yoina, Masechet Brachos, says a number of halachas based on these members. One halacha, he says, is that if a person is asking not for himself, he doesn't have a tzairich that he's asking for, he's asking more as a bakasha for the rabbim, he's only allowed to ask that bakasha b'loshen rabbim, he cannot ask it b'loshen yachid, and he can only ask it at the end of the bracha. So for example, if he's saying Baruch Aleinu, and he himself doesn't have a parnasa need, Baruch Hashem, he has parnasa, but he wants to be moisif that parnasa should be b'shefa for everybody, including himself. He should be included in the tzibur that they should have parnasa b'shefa. So he's only allowed to be moisif in the bracha, b'loshen rabim, and he's only allowed to be moisif at the end of the bracha. And L'cha'ira, the Diyak of Rabbeinu Yoina, is from the second Memra of Rabbi Yehuda Breder of Shmuel Bar Shelas, Mishmei Derav, that in Ba, Loimar, B'soif, Kol Bracha U'Bracha, Me'ein, Kol Bracha U'Bracha, Oimer. So two things Rabbi Yehuda Breder of Shmuel is saying. First of all, it has to be B'soif, Kol Bracha U'Bracha. Second of all, it has to be Me'ein, Kol Bracha U'Bracha. So two things. It has to be at the end of the Bracha, it can't be in the middle of the Bracha, and it has to be similar to what to the syntax of the bracha. The syntax of the bracha is b'loshen rabim. So too, what he says, the syntax of his hosafa has to be b'loshen rabim. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, but if he says it b'loshen yachid, it's a hefsek, because he's saying something which is for the tzibur, and he's saying a bracha of loshen rabim, so he can't go ahead and say something b'loshen yachid for the tzibur. Second thing, says Rabbeinu Yoina, if he says it in the middle of the bracha, it's nirikim moisif al matbea shetava chazal. It looks like he's being moisif, he's changing, he's adding something into the matbea that chazal made up. So therefore, it can only be b'seif kol bracha u'bracha. So if a person is asking for a tzibur dika request, not something for him personally, it has to be b'seif kol bracha u'bracha, it has to be at the end of the bracha, and it has to be me'ein kol bracha u'bracha, which seemingly means that it has to be b'loshen rabim. That is one din Rabbeinu Yoina says. Another din Rabbeinu Yoina says that if the person has his own tzairich, if a person has a need, if Yitak is missing parnasa, or he has a chayla b'seich beisai, so he has his own need, so then he could be moisif b'loshin yachid, and then he could be moisif in the middle of the bracha. And this din comes from the third memra. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Afal Pisha Amru Shayla Adam Tzorachav B'Shemei HaTfilah, Im Yesh Lo Chayla B'seich Beisai, and in this memra, it doesn't say that it has to be b'soif, the end of the bracha, and it doesn't say it has to be me'ein of the bracha. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, therefore the diak is, he could be moisif the bakasha b'loshin yachid, and he could be moisif the bakasha in the middle of the bracha. Because since he's asking for a personal tzairich, so therefore, it's not considered a hefsek. It's not considered that he's being moisif on the matvei shetovu chazal. I mean, maybe he could say it b'loshin yochid, and he could say it in the middle of the bracha. A third din Rabbeinu Yoina says is that all this is in the other brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. But in the bracha of Shemoneh Tefillah, a person can ask Bein b'loshin yachid, bein b'loshin rabim, bein b'emtze bracha, bein b'seif bracha. Shema tefila is different. Shema tefila has a different din. It was niskan. It was the chazal were misakin this bracha to ask tzarachim, whether it's a tzarech of the person, a personal tzarech, or whether it's a tzarech of the rabim. And therefore, this bracha is made for that purpose, and a person can be moisif at any point in that bracha in any loshin he wants. And this Rabbeinu Yoin is medayik from the first memra. Amar Rabbi Yudah Mashmul, halacha shayel adam tzarachah b'shemeh tefillah. And again, there's no qualifications. It doesn't say that it has to be b'soif the bracha. It doesn't have to be me'ein the bracha. A person is shayel adam tzarachah. You can ask any which way in shemeh tefillah. A fourth din Rabbeinu Yoin says is that at the end of tefillah, whether before Yula Ratzin or after Yula Ratzin, a person is allowed to ask whatever he wants in any lashon that he wants. And that's the last memra, Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, in Bo Leimer Achat Filose, Afilu Kesedi Yom HaKippurim, is Omer. That is, those are the halachas that Rabbeinu Yoina is medayik in our sugya. Now in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber paskins l'chatchila like Rabbeinu Yoina. The Mechaber is at the beginning of Simen Kuf Yutes. The Mechaber says like this, Imratza l'hoisif b'chol bracha meho emtsoyos me'ein habracha moisif. If a person wants to add into a bracha from the middle brachas of Shemini Esrei, he's permitted to do so. Ketzad, hoyle choyle, mevakashalav rachamim bebirchas refa'inu. Hoyle tzarech parnosa, mevakashalav bebirchas hashanim. He's allowed to ask in each bracha, me'ein oise bracha. The Mechaber does not qualify whether it's b'loshin rabim or b'loshin yachid, or whether it's in the middle of the bracha or the end of the bracha. The Mechaber fears those who shemei tefila yochel lishal kol tzrachov. He's allowed to ask for anything. Sheikolelas kol habakashis. Then the Mechaber says like this: Ulaharav Rabbeinu Yoina. According to Rabbeinu Yoina, kishemoisif bibracha me'ein oisa bracha. In moisif oisa b'shvil kol Yisrael. If he's being moisif, this bakasha for ganz klal Yisrael, not for himself. Omer oisa b'loshin rabim, v'loy b'loshin yachid. He has to say it b'loshin rabim, not a loshin yachid. Because then it'll be a hefsik if it's a loshin yachid. V'loy oisif ela b'soif habracha, v'loy b'emtza. And also, he can only be moisif this bakasha for the rabim at the end of the bracha, otherwise he's nirakim moisif al takonos al matbeah shetavu chazal. Says the Mechaber Vayit, if Mishael Tzarach of Mamish, if he's asking for his own needs, kagon shiyesh lechoyle b'seich beisoy oishu tzarach leparnosa, Yachol lishol afilu be'emtza habracha. Then he can ask even in the middle of the bracha. V'hu sheyishal b'loshin yachid v'loy b'loshin rabim. But then he has to ask b'loshin yachid and not b'loshin rabim in order to differentiate his bakasha from the matveya shetavu chazal. Uv'birchas shemei atfila v'chein b'soif atfila bein koydim yiyul rotzing bein acharav yachol lishol bein b'loshin yachid bein b'loshin rabim bein tzarach of mamish bein tzarachi rabim. So here we have all four dinim of Rabbeinu Yoina in the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, and the Mechaber paskins that l'chatchila one should try to be machmer kashitas Rabbeinu Yoina. However, b'di'evet, since the other Rishenim do not make these chilukim, it is not considered a hefsek in the tefillah if he does it a different way. Now, this lashon that the Mechaber brings down from Rabbeinu Yoina, that he says, v'chein b'soif ha-tefillah, Bein koidim yihiyu l'ratzayn, bein acharav, whether before yihiyu l'ratzayn or after, yachol lishol, bein b'loshin yachid, bein b'loshin rabim, bein tzarach of mamish, bein tzarachi rabim. So the Mechaber is bringing down from Rabbeinu Yoina that there's no difference at the end of the tefillah whether he's moisif these bakashas before yihiyu l'ratzayn or he's moisif these bakashas after yihiyu l'ratzayn. L'chayra, this is a stira to the Rashba, the Tshuvas HaRashba, that the Mechaber brings down in Simen Kuf Chav Beis, where the Rashba was asked if a person is permitted to be mafsik in between Shmeina Esrei and Yiyul Ratzin. So, Lamashal, if a person is davening Shmeina Esrei, and the Shatz starts Chazaras HaShatz, and he's up to Kaddish, he's up to Kiddusha, or to Kaddish, or there's a Baruch Hu, is a person permitted to be mafsik between the Shemina Esrei and the Yiyul Ratzon? So the Tshuvas HaRashba paskins that it's aser. Why? Because Yiyul Ratzon is a chelik of tefillah. And the Mechaber paskins like that in Simen Kufchav Beis, Zif Aleph. The Mechaber says, in Bola hafsik v'lanis kaddish u'kedusha ben Shemina Esrei le'Yiyul Ratzon ain't a paisik. He's not allowed to be mafsik. She Yiyul Ratzon mechlala tefillahu. Yiyul Ratzon is part of tefillah. Once he says Yul HaRatzin, then he's able to be mafsik for Kaddish and Kedusha. So the question is, L'chayra, Rabbeinu Yoina, that the Mechaber brings down in Simen Kuf Yutes, is a steerer to the Rashba that the Mechaber brings down in Simen Kuf Chabbeis. Rabbeinu Yoina says that a person can be Moisif, Tachanunim, B'Seif HaTfila, Bein Koidim Yul HaRatzin, Bein Lacha Yul HaRatzin. That means even before he says Yul HaRatzin, he's allowed to be Moisif, these Bakashas. And the Rashba says that a person is not allowed to be mafsik between Shemayin Esrei and Yul HaRatzin. So how do these two shitas shtim? So the emes is that the Ramah in Darkei Moshe in the Tur asks this question. He's ma'orer that there's a stira between Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rashba. And Itaka says that there's a machlokes. Rabbeinu Yoina holds that Yul HaRatzin is not part of tefillah. Memela, a person's allowed to be moisif the bakashas before Yul HaRatzin. And memela, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, a person would be allowed to answer for Kaddish and Kedusha as well before Yul HaRatzin. The Rashba holds that Yul HaRatzin is part of tefillah. Memela, you're not allowed to be mafsik between Shmoneh Esrei and Yul HaRatzin. Memela, you're not allowed to answer for Kaddish and Kedusha. Who adin, the Rashba would hold that one is not permitted to be moisif bakashas before Yul HaRatzin, only after Yul HaRatzin. So based on this, the Ramah paskins in Simon Kufchav base that it depends on the minig. He says that if the minig of that makom, if it's makom shanoigim loyma yul rotzen miyad achar tefillah, if the minig in that place is to say yul rotzen right after tefillah, so the minig of that makom is to paskin like the Rashba, so then it's taka osir to be mafsik between Shmoneh Esrei and yul rotzen even for Kaddish and Kedusha. Avol b'makom shanoigim loyma tachanunim koidim yul rotzen. But in a place where the minig is not to say Yul HaRatzin right after Shemoneh Esrei, first we say Elokein Tzar, and then we, after Elokein Tzar, we say Yul HaRatzin. So then the din is mafsik gamkin lekadosh u'kedusha. Since we're being mafsik for Elokein Tzar, so you can be mafsik for kadosh and kedusha as well. Uvemekaymus elu says the Ramah noyegim lahafsik be Elokein Tzar koydim Yul HaRatzin. Our minig is yes to be mafsik, v'lochein mafsikim gamkin lekedusha lekadosh u'baruch. And therefore, one is permitted to be mafsik before Yul HaRatzin for Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch. This is how the Ramah paskens. The Goyim in Simen Kufchav Beis is chaylik on the Ramah. He says, no, Bemis, there's no machlokes between the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yoina. Avad, the Rashba is correct. Yul HaRatzin is a chaylik of tefillah. And it's also to be mafsik between Shemoneh Esrei and Yul HaRatzin. I, Rabbeinu Yoina, says a person's allowed to be moisif bakoshes before Yul HaRatzin. Yes, because the Gemara paskins right here that Shoyel Adam Tzarachav B'Shemei HaTfilah. A person's allowed to be Mavakish Tzarachav in Shemei HaTfilah. So certainly he's allowed to be Mavakish Tzarachav before Yul HaRatzin. Avad Yul HaRatzin is part of Tfilah. But the Chazal Mesakan that a person is permitted to ask for his own Tzarachim in the middle of davening. So over here too, before Yul HaRatzin, a person is permitted to be Shoyel Mavakish Tzarachav before Yul HaRatzin, even though it's in the middle of davening, a person is permitted to do so. So therefore, there's no stira between Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rashba. Vad Yul HaRatzin is a chelik of tefillah, but afilu hachi, it's permitted for a person to be Mavakish Tzarachav before Yul HaRatzin. Memela says the Goyim, there's no raya from the fact that we have a minik to say Elokein Tzar before Yul HaRatzin. Because Elokein Tzar is Tachanunim, it's Bakoshes Tzarachav. So that we say Elokein Tzar before Yul HaRatzin is not a raya, not like the Rashba. Avad the Rashba is correct, Yul HaRatzin is a chelik of tefillah, but Elokein Tzar is muta, because Shoyel Adam Tzarachav, b'shemei tefillah, a person is allowed to ask for Tzarachim. So therefore, the Goyim Paskin is not like the Ramah, that Avad that Allah is like the Rashba, that Yul HaRatzin is a chelik of tefillah, and therefore a person is not permitted to be mafsik between Shemoneh Esrei and Yul HaRatzin with Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. However, Elokein Tzar, or any other Tachanunim, he's permitted to say, and that's what Rabbeinu Yoina says, Bein Koidim Yul HaRatzin, Bein Acharov. Now, there is another sheet in Rishayim to explain the third member in the Gemara, which is Rav Chiya bar Ashi and Rav's member. The memory is Afal Pisha Amru Shoyel Adam Tzarachav B'Shemei HaTfilah Im Yesh L'Choyel B'Seich Beisai Eimer B'Berichas Choyelim Im Tzarach L'Parnos Eimer B'Berichas Hashanah. So we said over that either this is really just an extension of what was said previously, that's the Shita of the Rishayim, or Shitas Rabbeinu Yoina, which is that there's a difference between when a person is being Mavakish Tzarchei Rabim or a person is being Mavakish his own Tzarachim B'Lashin Yachid. And there's a third Shita. The Shita is brought down in the Chidushi Haran here and in the Ravid. And they learn like this. Afal Pisha Amru Shoyel Odom Tzarachav B'Shemei HaTfilah Im Yesh L'Choyel B'Seich Beisai, he's not allowed to wait till Shemei HaTfilah, even though a person's permitted to ask. He's supposed to ask for Tzarachim in Shemei HaTfilah. But if he has a chayla b'seich beisa, he should not wait until shemei atfila, but rather he should be oimer b'berichas chayla. V'im tzarech leparnasa, he should not wait for shemei atfila, but rather he should say oimer b'berichas hashanim, he should say it in baruch aleinu. So what the member, what Rabbi Chiya Barash is being mechadish, is that when a person has a tzairich, it's not proper for him to wait. He should ask right away. As soon as he says that bracha, he should ask for his tzairich when it comes to, when he comes to that bracha. That is the shita of the Ran and the Raivit. In the last memra of Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, afal pisham rushayla adam tzarach b'shemei atfila, aval imbo loymer acha tfilose afila kasei de yema kipurim oymer. So here, Tosfos speaks out, Tosfos d'ri amaschal imbo loymer, Tosfos says, "Mashma aval be'emtza tfilose loy." And the Beis Yosef in Simin Kuf Yutes brings down from the Mardchai that the pshat in this Tosfos is that the lashon of Rabbi Shulman Levi is afilu kisei de yom kippurim, which is a lashon of being meirich. A person's allowed to be meirich when he's mevakesh tzarachav. Says Tosfos, "Aval be'emtza tfilose loy." Even though he's allowed to be mevakish tzarachav, either in Shemei Atfilo or in each bracha me'ein kol bracha u'bracha, but there he's only allowed to be mekatzer. He's only allowed to be meirich if it's b'seif tefila. That's the lashon of Rabbi Shulman Levi. Embo loymer achar tefilosei afilu kasei di yemek yipurim loymer. It's only achar tefilosei. But be'emtza tefilosei, it's usher to say kasei di yemek yipurim. He could be mekatzer, he could be shel tzarachav bekitzer, but he cannot be meirich. And the mechaber in Simon Kuf Yutes Siv Beis Taka Paskins this way. He says Yesh Misha Oimer Shekeshem Moisif Bebracha Lutzerich Yachid Lo Yarech. When a person is being Moisif in a bracha Lutzerich Yachid, he should not be meirich. Why? Because of this Tosfos. Because the Lashon of Rabbi Shulman Levi is Dafka Beseif Tfilasi. But in the brachas in Beemtza Tfilasi, it would be awesome. The Mishnah Berurah there, Afanard, brings a very interesting maisa. He says, Kishachola Maharil, when the Maharil became sick, Gozer Atzibur Tainis V'omru Slichos, U'min Hogam Hoya Oz, Loima Slichos B'emtza Bircha Slach Lanu. So they were Meirich in the middle of the Bracha of Slach Lanu. Mashma, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Tzibur L'Tzerich Yochid Shari Afilu B'emtza Bracha. It's Mashma, a person's allowed to be, the Tzibur is allowed to be Meirich, even L'Tzerich Yochid, even in the middle of a Bracha, even not at the end of Tefillah. So the Mishnah Berurah answers, Yeshleimer Shani Maharil, the Rabbim Tzrichim L'Teirasai, Uchirabim Dami. The Maharil was a Gadol Ador, he was Rabbim Tzrichim L'Teirasai. So Kum Techois, he had a din of a Rabbim. So he wasn't a Yachid. It's only L'Tzerich Yachid that it's also to be Meirich in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. But for a Tzibur, it's Mutter to be Meirich in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and the Maharil had a din of a Rabbim, Memela was Mutter to be Meirich that he should get better. Now, the Mishnah says as follows, Ve'elu eidehem shel oyvde kechovim, kalanda satarnura v'kartisim. Now, kalanda is mavur in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar avchonen barova, kalanda ches yomim achar tkufa. 8 days after the tkufa. Rashi says, he tkufas teves, the tkufa of teves, which is the winter, the tkufa of the winter solstice. Ve'yu oysin ches yomim ritzufim eid kidol kamon. They had an 8 day choga after the Tkufa of Teves. Now we know this as the Chaga of December 25th till January 1st. And the reason why this Chaga was called Kalanda was because the word Kalanda refers to the end of the Chaga, which is the first day of the new calendar year, January 1st. This Chaga used to be a pagan holiday. It was a holiday of Avodah Zarah, and the Goyim hijacked it for their own holiday, their own Chaga, and that's what it is today. Satanura, the Gemara says, is Ches Yamim Lefnei Tkufa, is 8 days before the Tkufa. And that was a Chaga that was celebrated from December 15th to December 22nd, and there was a 2 day break between the two Chagas. Tosfos Davava Meralef Divrei Amaschal V'Isal Kedaitach speaks this out. He says V'tzarech Loimar Sheyesh Hefsek Ben Kalanda L'Satanura L'Chol Apachos Beis Yom. There was at least a 2 day hefsek between the two chagos that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says that Adam Arishon was kaveh these two yomim tovim l'shem shamayim. Who kavam l'shem shamayim? V'heim kavam l'shem avodas kechavam. Adam Arishon was kaveh these yomim tovim to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be moedu m'shabeach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not punish him for his averus. He did not kill him. And the Goyim went and took it, and they made it into a chagah for Avodas Kechava. The Gemara says, Vaita, that Adam HaRishayim was makriv a karbon. Omad vehikriv shor shekarnov koidmin leparasosav. He was makriv a shor for a karbon, that its horns came before its hoofs. Rashi says, the Omar Mar kol maise bereshis bekeimoson nivru. Maise bereshis, the animals that were created, the entire maise bereshis was created bekeimoson farti, completely finished. Sharim karnov migudolam. A shor with its horns grown. The kibon sheyotze roishe tchila, since the head of the shor came out first, nimtze karnoisav koidmus leparasoisav, so therefore the horns came out first before the hoofs. The Gemara says, Weiter, Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Shor Shehikriv Adam HaRishon, Keren Achas Hoysaloi B'mitzchah. It had one horn. So it seems that Adam HaRishon, Bedafka, wanted to bring a carbon that was Karnav Koidmin LeParsoisov, and that only had one Karen. And the question is, what is the understanding? What does this represent? So in the Sefer Teres Chaim, he explains like this. He brings two chazal. One chazal says that Adam HaRishon was koifer b'yichudu shel olam. When he did his chet, he was koifer that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brings another chazal, a Masechta Sanhedrin, that Adam HaRishon was koifer in olam kadmai, which means that the Nachash claimed, minoeitz achal u'boras ha'olam. So what that means is that the olam was first, the olam was kadmai, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to create the rest of the world. So says the Teres Chaim that in order to be mechaper on both of these chatoyim, on both of these kfirois, Adam HaRishon brought dafka this shor. First of all, he brought a shor that had only one keren achas hoyseloi b'mitzchay. Why? Because he wanted to show that he was a maimin in Yehuda Shel Olam. He wanted to show that there was one creator, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a creator, who's Yehuda Shel Olam, and that was the remez in Keren Achas Hoyle. And why was it b'mitzchay? Because since the chet of kfiro is b'meitzach, and the person's brain, which sits in the meitzach, so therefore he wanted it b'dafka in b'mitzchay of this shark. He also wanted to bring a shor shekarn of koidmin leparasoisav, because the parsa, which is the hoof of the behema, represents the olam, because that the parsa rests on the earth, on the olam. And this was karnov, which represent yichud shel olam, koidmin leparasoisav, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kadmai. So in this way, Adam HaRishon was able to be mechaper on his chet, on both his chatoyim, through this shor of shekan of koidmin leparasoisav and keren achas hoyseloi b'mitzchay. Now, b'negeya, the carbon that Adam HaRishon brought, the Achrayim ask a number of shailas. We'll run through some of them briefly. Yishma chacham v'yosef lekach. One question that's asked is that l'chayra Adam HaRishon brought a carbon on Shabbos. Because the Gemara says that Yom Shenivra by Adam HaRishon Kivan Sheshakal of Chama, which is Friday, he was created on Yom Shishi, so Shakal of Chama would be Friday night, and he was afraid Shebishvil Shesarachti Oilem Choshech Badi. So the Gemara says Kivan Shalom Rashachar Omer Min Hogei Shel Oilem Hu Omad V'Hikruv Shar Shekarnav Koydin LaParaseisim. So he was Makruv L'Chayra on the next morning, which is Shabbos morning. L'Chayra, we know that a carbon Sibur is Deicha Shabbos, but not a carbon Yochid. So how could Adam HaRishon have brought a carbon on Shabbos? So I saw in the Sefer Avoy de Brura, he brings down from the Sefer Mishnas Chayim, in Parashas Bereshis, that he wants the answer based on a Brisker Rav, who's Mevayer, the Rambam in Perek Beis, Mehilchas Beis HaBechira, says, the Adam HaRishon Kishanivra Hikrav Carbon. Adam HaRishon was Makrav Carbon when he was created. And the Brisker Rav is Masbir that the reason is because since one of the Amude Olam is Avoida, so the Olam needs Avoida, so therefore Adam HaRishon had to be Makrav Carbon right when he was created, because in order that the world should have this Amud of Avoida, Ashloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Oimeid, and one of them is Avoida, so it was necessary for Adam HaRishon to be Makrav Karbon right away. So in the Sefer Mishnas Chaim, he wants to say that's why it was Mutter to be Makrav on Shabbos, because it had a din of Pikuach Nefashis. Since Pikuach Nefashis is Deicha Shabbos, the world, in order to be Mekuyim, the Kiyim Ha'olam, needs Avoida, so therefore it had a din of Pikuach Nefashis, it was Mutter to be Makrav Karbon on Shabbos. L'chayra, it's mashma differently than the Teres Chaim that we spoke out previously. The Teres Chaim was mashma that the carbon was a carbon chatos. It was a carbon on the chet. It wasn't a carbon for the amud, for the kiyum ha'olam of the amud of avoida, but rather it was a carbon for the chet that Adam Arishin had done. According to the Briska Rav, it's mashma that the carbon had nothing to do with the chet. The carbon was a carbon of kiyum ha'olam. Another question that's asked is that l'chayra, a carbon, according to the Teres Chaim, that the carbon of Adam Arishin was a carbon chatos. We know that a carbon chatos is bona keva, and this was a shar, which was a zachar. So why did Adam Arishin bring a shar, a zachar, instead of a nekeva? So in the Sefer Nachlas Yaakov, he wants to be metaritz. It's based on a chazal that Adam Arishin had a din of a kohen gadol, and a kohen gadol brings a par kohen mashiach, a par is a zachar. So male Adam Arishin brought a shar, a zachar. Another question that's asked is L'chayra, Adam Arishin, once he was Chayta, was Benidui, Azayz Mavur in the Gemara and Erevin. And someone who's Benidui is not allowed to bring a carbon. Another question that's asked is that we know that there's a klal that a carbon is only kosher mimashke Yisrael min amutter li Yisrael. Only something which is mutter ba'achila li Yisrael is mutter to bring a carbon, to be able to bring a carbon from that min. So the question is that we know that Adam Arishin was also to eat basar. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nutes V'achaltas Esev Asada. He was only permitted to eat Esev. He was not permitted to eat basar. So the Chayyim Mimashki Yisrael and Amutal Yisrael would say that it's also for Adam Arishin to bring a carbon from a behemoth because it's also ba'achila. So the Klei Chemda in Parshas Bereishis asked this question, and he says that you say like this. He said this, that it's also to bring a behemoth. That's also ba'achila. It's only if there's an azhara, there's an iser on that min, on that basar, on that behemoth, so then it's aser to bring it as a carbon. Masha'en kein Adam Arishin, there was no azhara that he was not allowed to eat it, he just didn't have permission to eat it. It wasn't an azhara not to eat it, he just never had permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to eat it. That means it wasn't aser b'cheftza, just he needed permission to eat it. So therefore, it's not a problem when we mashke Yisrael min aser min amutter li Yisrael. The Alka Gershuni answers that the whole kasha doesn't start, because since Mimashki Yisrael is only Al Shem Ha'asad, meaning Adam Arishin didn't have a tzivui of Mimashki Yisrael min Amutal Yisrael, just Al Shem Ha'asad, he was Mekabel Torah, he learned Torah, and he knew that this would be an Isser in the future. So Zakti Alka Gershuni, he also knew that in the future there would be a Heter of Basar. So Amanov Shach, if you go Basar, Hashta, so Adam Arishin was not Asr, had no din of Mimashki Yisrael min Amutal Yisrael. If you go Basar the Asid, so then Basar would become Mutter, and Mele would be Mutter, it was Mutter for Adam Arishin to bring this carbon. Another question that's asked, to say for Nachal Yaakov asks, that the Gemara Masech the Yevamos, Dar Samach Gimel, says that Malamit Sheba Adam Arishin Al Kol Behema V'chaya, V'loi Motzah Keres Ruach Ad Sheba Al Chava. So l'cha'ira, if he was ba al kol behema uvechaya, so then it becomes a nirba, and the nirba is possible for hakrava. So how could Adam Harishon have brought this shar? L'cha'ira, it would be possible for a carbon. The emphasis is, I don't understand the question. This that the Gemara says that it was ba al kol behema uvechaya, that's only nekevis, but not zecharim. And Adam Arishin brought a par, a zachar. Efshir, maybe this is the answer to why Adam Arishin brought a zachar. Bal koponim, the kash, this kash is l'chayra not shver b'chalal. Another question that's asked is that l'chayra, the behema, was mechus hazman. We know that the Torah says, u'miyim hashmini v'hola yeirotza l'karben yishal Hashem. Anything which is less than 8 days old is considered a mechus hazman, and it's also for akrobi, you can't be makavit as a carbon. Now the behemoths, the chayas, were created on Friday. So the chayra on Shabbos, it was only 1 day old. It was a mechus hazman. So how could Adam Arishin be makriv this shor for a carbon? So in the Sefer Shaila Torah, he brings b'shem de Briski Rav that since Maisa Bereishis was b'kaymasa nivru, everything was created, fully developed. So therefore, it did not have a din of a mechus hazman. A mechus hazman is only a lad, a baby, something that was born. Mashenkin, something that was created and it's already a shar, it's already a full-fledged shar, it's a par, which is a two-year-old shar, so then there's no problem with mechus hazman. In the Truvas Ateres Paz, he wants to say a different teretz. He wants to say that the pasuk says, shar echesev ayez ki yivolet. This din of mechus hazman is only for a behemoth that's born. Mashenkin, a behemoth that's created some other way. Let's say a person is able to create a behemoth through Sefer Yetzirah, like the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, that a certain Amiroim created Iglatilta's Erev Shabbos from the Sefer Yetzirah. So there'll be no din of Mechus Hazman. And he brings a raya from our Gemara that we see that something that's created, but it's not born, there's no Isser of Mechus Hazman. Now, the Gemara says, Vaita, Boira Masna, Roimi She Osiso Kalando, B'chol Ha'yores Hasmuchus Lo Mishtabdois Lo, Oysan Ayores Hasuros Oymutaros. Rashi says, Hoyol Mushubodus L'Roimi, since these cities are Meshubah to Roimi, Yesh Loimar Mashahin Koinin Achshav Yaviu L'Roimi La'krivon B'nei Roimi. So then there's a chash that what these people are buying from you, they're going to bring to Roimi, and the B'nai Roimi are going to be marked with them for Avodah Zarah. That's the way Rashi learns the Shail of the Gemara. The Ritva asks on Rashi, and the emphasis is that in the Rabbi Kivegi and Gilyan Ashas asks it, that L'chayra, this is Lefnei de Lefnei. We know the Gemara Vaita says that Lefnei Iver is also, but Lefnei de Lefnei is Mutter. So L'chayra over here is Lefnei de Lefnei. The Yid is selling it to the Ayaros Hamashubadis, and the Ayaros Hamashubadis are selling it to Raimi, or they're bringing it to Raimi. So it's Lefnei de Lefnei, L'chayra should be Mutter. So the Ritva says a different shan in the Gemara. The Ritva says, Be'emes, the Ayaros Hamashubadis, Hasmuchos to Raimi, were taka keeping the aid. They were celebrating the aid just like the B'nai Raimi. The difference is that the B'nai Raimi were celebrating the aid because they had some held of the aid. It's their aid. Masha Enkein, the Ayaros Hasmuchos were not celebrating because it was their aid. They're only celebrating as covered of the B'nai Raimi because they were Meshubid. So the question is there an Azul Amoide for those people who are not really celebrating the Chagah, Be'etzem, they're only celebrating the Chagah als covered of the B'nai Raimi. Maybe for them, they're not. There's no Chash of Azul Amoide. That's the way the Ritva learns Pshat in the Gemara Shaila. The Goyin in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya Simon Kuthlamates, brings this Rashi as a Makar that Lefnei de Lefnei is also when it's a Vaday. Which means like this. We spoke out on Davov that there's a machlokes rishonim, what's the din by lefnei de lefnei if it's a vadai? The case was, when I buy something from a guy before his chagah, so I'm giving him money, I'm giving him the echolis to turn around and use the money to buy tikruvas for avodah zarah. So that's lefnei de lefnei. I'm not selling him the item that he's going to be makrif to avodah zarah. I'm only buying something from him and giving him the money. Then the guy takes the money and goes buys tikruvas for avodah zarah, so it's lecher lefnei de lefnei. So we spoke out, B'Shem Rabbi Zalman, that according to Tosfos, this is Asur. Why? Because since it's a Vade or it's a Karbel Vade that the guy is going to use the money to buy Tekruvus V'Avodah Zarah, because it's right before his Chagah. So Mele, there's no Heter Lefnei de Lefnei. Lefnei de Lefnei is only a Heter if it creates more of a Suffolk. If it adds more of a Suffolk, then it's Mutals Lefnei de Lefnei. But if there's no additional Suffolk because of the extra step involved, then there's no Heter of Lefnei de Lefnei. The Chinuch was Chaylik on Tosfos. The Chinuch holds that since it's only a Geirim de Geirim, you're not giving the Iver, the actual Isser, but it's you're only being Geirim that he should go ahead and buy the Isser. So it's a Geirim de Geirim. So that would be Mutter. This was the Machloikis that we spoke out in Davov. So Lechaira, we have here the same Machloikis between Rashi and the Ritva. Rashi holds that since these Ayaras are Smuchos and Meshubadus to Roimi, so it's Vadai or it's Karv L'Vadai, they're Mechuyiv to go bring their stuff to Raimi in order that the B'nai Raimi should have what to be Makriv on B'yayim Edom. So maybe it's a Vadai or it's a Karv L'Vadai that whatever you sell Vayeres HaSmuchas is going to end up in Raimi. So therefore, even though it's Lefnei de Lefnei, but since it's a Vadai, so therefore there's no Heter. There's no Heter of Lefnei de Lefnei. Mashenki in the Ritva holds, no, the head of Lefnei de Lefnei has nothing to do with Vada Yosafik. As long as you did not come in contact with the actual Iver to give him the item that he's going to be over the Issa with, and technically it's possible that the item will not make it to Raimi, therefore it's Mutter, there's no Issa of Lefnei Iver. The Gemara says, Vaita Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Yisrael Shebechutz La'aretz, Oibde Avoidus Kechavim B'Taharahim. The Yidden in Chutz Laretz are Oved Avodah Zarah B'Tahara. Rashi says, what does B'Tahara mean? Kaloimar, B'loi Kavon of Ein Samar Malev. They don't realize that they're being Oved Avodah Zarah. How is that? Ketzad. Oved Kechavim Sh'asa Mishta Libnoi. So the guy is making a chasana. B'zimein Kala Yehudim Shebe'iroi. And he invites all the Yidden. afal pisha oichlim mishelohem, v'shoysim mishelohem, v'shama shelohem oimid lefneihem, even though they're not actually eating the goy's food, mala aleihem akosiv kilo ochlim mizivchem esim, it's as if they partook from a suda v'avodah zara. And the Gemara makes the deal because it says v'kara lecho v'achalta mizivchoi, mishas kriya, as soon as he invites you, even if you don't end up eating his food, even if you eat your own food, it's considered as if you partook from his food, which is zivchei meis. That's the Gemara. Now there's a machloikis, the Taz, and the Drisha, in Simen Kufnun Beis. What's the din if there's a chash eva? That means that the guy is going to be upset, he's going to be angry, if the yid that he invited didn't come. So the Prisha says, Tzarech Iyon, im neymer gam bahai, mutter mishim eva l'smayach imay. Tzarech Iyon, if in this case also it's mutter to be mesameach together with the goy, mishum eva, because he's gonna be angry at you. Kidil el, seif simen kuf memches. What does it say in seif simen kuf memches? So the Ramo over there says that if nichnas la'ir, if a person goes into a city, umatzam smeichem b'yom chagom, and he sees that the goyim are making some sort of simcha, it's yom chagom, yismach imoy mishum eva, to have a kamach neflan. You're being a good citizen. You're showing that you're not separating yourselves from them. You're machnif lahem, so it's mutter mishum eva. So the priest is asking, the priest is clarifying, do we say that same heter over here too? By Yovi Kachov Mishayse Mishta Lebnoi, since he's making a chasen and he's inviting you, so maybe you should be mesameach with him, mishum eva, kemachnif lahem. Comes along the Taz, and says, Utmihani al gavra rabbi de kavosi yistapik bozeh. How could it be that the Prisha has such a suffix? Why? What's the problem? Says the Taz, that the Gemara learning out this Isser from the Pasuk of Bekar Lecho V'Ochalta Mizivchai. What's the beginning of that Pasuk? Pentich reis bris liyoshev ha'aretz v'zonu achare b'noseihem. Says the Taz, harei sha'atayra tzivsa sheyihye lanu evo imahem. Mishum hachokas b'noseihem. This Pasuk is coming to warn us that we should not chavazach with the goyim when they make a zevach. V'kara lecho v'ochalta mizivcha, you should not go to his zevach. Why? Because we don't want that you should be kairis bris liyoshvei haaretz v'zonu achrei b'noseihem. So what the Torah is telling us is that you should have eva. So how could the Prisha go ahead and say, well, mishum eva, maybe this is his mutter. The Torah gufa wants us to have this eva. When a person goes into a city and the goyim are being misameach, okay, so he just shows that he's happy. He's not sitting down with them to their meal. He's not joining them. He's not seeing their daughters. So in Mele, there's no problem. Mashenkin here, the Torah specifically wanted that a yid should not join a zevach of a goy because the v'zonu achrei b'noseihem. That means we should have this much eva. Even though it causes eva, we should have this eva in order to separate us from the goyim. So how could the Prisha klara shayla if it's mutter mishum eva? This is the Taz's question on the Prisha. Now, comes along the Shach in the Kudus HaKesef, and he says, no. He says the Taz is mistaken. The Isser over here is not an Isser of Kravos, of eating from the Zevach of the Goy. That's not the Isser here. The Isser here is a regular Isser of Shema, of Dolma, Ozul, Moidi. What's the Raya? The Raya is because the Gemara in Daf Chesam and Beis brings a Maisa, that it says, Rabbi Yitzchak Bereid Rav Mesharashia Ikla Labei Ahu Eivid Kechavim Labasa Treisei Yachishata. Rabbi Yitzchak Bereid Rav Mesharashia went to a guy who had made a chasana more than 12 months prior to the visit. And the Gemara says, Shame de Oidi, he heard that the guy was Ozalu Moide Upirish, and he stopped eating. He was pirish from the guy. So you see, says the Gemara, that even after 12 months, it's a problem. The Gemara had said that it's only a problem up until 12 months after the chasana. Because the guy is still, he's still celebrating until 12 months after his chasana. But past 12 months, there's no chash. The Gemara asks, you see, Rabbi Yitzchak Bereid HaMesharashia went after 12 months, and the guy was Azul Amoidah. So the Gemara says, Shani Rabbi Yitzchak Bereid HaMesharashia Dodim Choshev. Rashi explains, Sameach Menu Evi Kechav Ma'oid. The guy was very happy that he came. So that's by Adam Choshev. By a regular person, it's only till 12 months. Says the Shach, you see that the Isser over here that we're dealing with is an Isser of Azul Amoidah. That means we're choshed that if you go to the Goy Shechasana and the Goy sees that the Yidden are coming, he's going to be Azul Amoidah that the Yidden came to his Chasana. That's the Yisr. Nu, Azal Umayd, that we know already, there's a heter of Eva. Taisus says that the reason why we do business with the guy, even B'yayim Eidem, is Manazeh, is Mishum Eva. Because Mishum Eva, there's a heter on the Yisr, on the Chshash, of Dilma Azal Umayd. I, the Gemara brings a Pasik, says the Nukudas HaKesir, Kras Machta Ba'almahu. Teda, says the Shach. If he goes to this mishteh and eats kosher food, he's certainly not going to get malchus. Al karchach, you have to say that the pasuk is an asmachta, and really the whole Yisr over here is azul amoida. So if shach for zoyis v'hainu diktani bebraisa Yisrael shebechutz laretz oivdei avoides kechavim b'taharehem mashma the yisurahu mishum avoides kechavim. According to the Taz, the Isser is not Oyv De'avoydus Kechavim, the Isser is Pentichres Bris. The Torah wants to create a merchik between us and the Goyim, and therefore the Torah asers us from joining their Zevach. But it's not Oyv De'avoydus Kechavim, we're not being Oyv De'avoydus Zara when we go to their Zevach. So therefore, says the Shach Al Karchach, the Isser is a Chshash of Ozul Moide, and that's the Isser of Oyv De'avoydus Kechavim. Now, l'maisa, this shach is not poshit. L'chayra, there's an often araya to the Taz. The Gemara says, Hilkach, kol tlosin yoimin, bein amalei machmasi lula, bein lo amalei machmasi lula, aser. 30 days after the chasana, whether the guy says it's because of the chasana or not because of the chasana, it's aser. It's aser to go to any mishteh. Mikan ve'elech, I amalei machmasi lula, aser, v'ilo amalei machmasi lula, sharia. After 30 days, it depends if he says or not. Now, l'chayra, how does this stem with the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, "Oyvid kechavim she'asa mishteh lebenoi, einoi aser ela oisei hayoyin va'oisei ha'ish bolvad." A guy who makes a chasana, it's only aser that day and that person. And Rashi explains, "V'chol hanach eino aser ela oisei hayoyin v'loy lefana v'loy la'achrov d'loy chashivi kuli hay." All these things that it says in the Mishnah, "Yom tiglach hazakanoi blurisa, yom she'alubay min hayom, yom she'yatzim v'beis ha'asurim, oiv kecham she'asem mishteh lebnai." All these things are eino aser ela oisei hayoyin. Rashi says, "Why d'loy chashivi kuli hay? They're not so choshev. They're not mamish like a choshev chaga. So therefore, it's not aser loy lefana v'loy la'achrov." L'chayra, how does this stim with what the Gemara says, that it's aser all 30 days afterwards? So we see l'chayra that it's not aser only oisa hayayim bolvad. So loite taz, there's no kasha b'chlal. The Mishnah is talking about the iser of Dilma Zulamoidi. So since this aid is not considered such a chashav aid, so there's no chash of Dilma Zulamoidi only on the day, only on the yayim ha'id bolvad, oisa hayayim bolvad. Our Gemara is not talking about Azul HaMoed. Our Gemara is talking about something else. It's talking about actually going and eating at the Suda. And that's Asal's Pentich Reis Bris. So that's Asr even 30 days after, because up until 30 days after, it's still considered the Mishteh of the Chasana. Even though it's not a Choshev Eid, but you're actually partaking in the Mishteh, and that's going to cause the Pentich Reis Bris. Or even if it's after 30 days, until Atshneim HaSachaydish, if he says it's Machmas Ilula. But according to the Shach, that the Isser of going to the Mishteh is also Asr L'moideh, so L'chair, it doesn't stem with the Mishteh. The Mishteh statement Furish, it's only Oshiyim Bilvad. And here you're telling me that it's even 30 days after the Mishnah, Shnei Masa Chodesh. So L'chayr is a Mefurah Shirai, not like the Shach, Mefurah Shirai like the Taz. So L'chayr, B'deichik, what we have to say to fan for the Shach is that there's two levels of Azul Amoida. The Mishnah is talking about the level of Azul Amoida that comes from Losis Velosis Imoim, Lishol Lulahashilon. So that level of Azul Amoida is only Osa Hayyim Bolvad. Why? Because if the guy does business with you, within 30 days after his chasana, so even though he's still provening his Suda's chasana, he's still provening his mishteh, but there's no azul l'moide. Mashenkin, if you actually go to his mishteh and you sit there and you're eating with him, so there is an azul l'moide, even not oisayim bolvat. Avad, it's a big doichik, and the pashtus l'chayr is mashma like the taz, that it's two separate yisurim. Azul l'moide, you only have Oisayim Bolvad, because it's not a choshev aid, like Rashi says, le choshev kuli hai. Abel Amaisa, there's another issa, Pentichris Bris, he's provening a Suda. Vizonu achrei b'nei sehen. So therefore, that's also, as long as he's provening his Suda, Savada, that's also, al Pentichris Bris. Aye, the Shach's Kasha from the Lashon HaGemara, Yisol Shebechutzler, it's Oivdi Avoidis Kechovim Taharahem. It's mashba that the Isser is Avoidis Kechovim, not an Isser of Pentichris Bris. The Teretz is Enochanami. Here the Teretz is telling you, Lehedya, that the reason why the Torah gave it a din of achalti mizivcha kilo achlo mizivcha imesin is als vizanu achrei benoseyan. Similar to what Chazal did with stam yeinam. Chazal asked yayin shalkusi. So the Gemara says vaiter that the reason is because atu benoseyan, but they gave it a din of yayin nesech. That means the Isra of Avodah Zarah, the Isra of Yayin Nesech, Enoch Anami is Atu Ben Oseyem. So here the Torah is telling you ahead, Yipentichra is Bris, Vizonu Achrei Ben Oseyem, Vachalta Mizivchoy. The Isra of Achila Mizevach, which is an Isra of Achila Mizivchoy Mesim, is Als Vizonu Achrei Ben Oseyem. So the Torah is Taka telling you that this is Aser, this Isra of Avodah Zarah is Taka Aser, Als Vizonu.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.